welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. This is a special members episode. Again, thanks for being a member. I deeply appreciate it. Let's get into it, and it's Wild Bill Hickok. Hope you enjoy.
Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, presents Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you folks, hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the world's only talking cereal, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Green Valley Feud. Wranglers, the word for today is hurry. Hurry and get Mom to buy Kellogg's Rice Krispies and Corn Flakes. Right on the back of both packages, you get cutout masks, free of extra cost. 12 masks in all, 4 on the back of Rice Krispies and 8 on the back of Corn Flakes packages. Funny masks, scary ones, weird ones, all to cut out and have barrels of fun with. Hurry and get Mom to buy the large-size Kellogg's Rice Krispies or any size Kellogg's Corn Flakes and start collecting Kellogg's masks today. They're free of extra cost, remember, so hurry. The job of a United States Marshal in the Old West seems simple enough, help the honest people and fight the lawbreakers. But sometimes that simple job could be mighty dangerous, as it was for Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles the time they stepped into the Green Valley Feud.
Green Valley's changed, hasn't it, partner?
Sure has, Bill. You know, 2 years ago when we came through here, it was all open range. Now look at it.
Yep, the farmers are taking it over now. Some real good plow land here, too.
Awful pretty farms, too. Well, I wish them luck. Farming's fine for those that like it, but I grew up driving a team and pitching hay. Too much work to suit me.
Everybody isn't like you, Jingle. Some people like to work.
Well, that's just fine. If anybody else likes to work, they can have it all. I just like it. Hey!
Listen.
There's somebody shooting down there.
Sounds like a war is going on. Come on, let's look into it. Up there, Buckshot!
Move on, Joker, move on.
Those shots are coming from that first farm, Jingle.
Yeah, look, smoke's coming from the barn.
Looks like somebody set fire to it. Stretch out that Buckshot.
Bill, there goes a couple of gaspers running for the horses. Suppose they're the ones that did it?
Can't tell, but somebody behind the barn sure pouring lead at them. Come on, let's get my hand.
Maybe we can scare them away from their horses till we get there and find out what this is all about.
No good, partner. They're too far away.
Yeah, there they go. Shall we chase them?
Let's turn in here and talk to the farmer first.
Sure. Get around, Joker. Hey, he's shooting at us.
I see him, Jingles.
Hey, hold your fire. We're friends.
Now cut that out! Doggone it, he ain't gonna have no friends if he keeps pulling that trigger.
Get your hands up high, Jingles. Maybe that'll do it.
Yeah, that'll just make me a better target for the gent with the rifle.
It's no gent, Jingles. It's a lady. You see her now?
Where? Oh, yeah. Well, she sure is a good shot for a woman. I like to part in my hair.
Slow down there, Buckshot.
Easy, Joker, easy.
That's far enough. Pull up and keep your hands high.
Better do what she says. Pull
up. Oh, Joker, hold. Lady, your barn's burning down.
Of course it is. You ranchers keep setting fire to it. Now get out and help me put it out, or I'll put a bullet right through both of you.
Pile off, Jingles.
All we wanted to do was help her put out her fire.
There's a couple of buckets there by the horse trough. Now get a move on before I plug you.
Yes, ma'am, we're moving. She acts like a lady mule skinner.
Reckon she's mad about her barn.
Work fast, Bill. There's just a chance we can save it before it all goes up in smoke. Well, we got got the fire out. Now, where's the lady that was threatening to shoot us?
Right over there on her back porch with a rifle in her hand.
I hope she's cooled down a little. Just be my luck to get shot by a woman. Howdy, ma'am. Didn't have time for no introductions when we first met.
I don't care who you are.
Oh.
Now that you got that fire out, get off our farm. And tell them other ranchers that I'll put a bullet in the first one that comes back here.
I think you've got us wrong, ma'am. We're lawmen, not ranchers.
Lawmen?
That's right. This here's Wild Bill Hickok.
Wild Bill Hickok?
Yes, ma'am, and I'm his deputy Jingles. Jingles P. Jones.
Well, I declare. Yeah. I was just about ready to pull a trigger on both of you.
Oh.
This goes to show how upset about it can get with all this shooting and burning and carrying on.
Yes, ma'am. Maybe you ought to tell us all about it, huh?
You said something about the ranchers, ma'am.
That's right. The cattlemen. They don't like dirt farmers plowing up the open range and running fences. But we homesteaded the land all proper, and we got a right to raise our crops on our own soil. There's plenty of government land for the cattle.
You're absolutely right, ma'am. But it's tough to get the cowmen to see it your way.
Well, you two represent the law. Can't you do something about it?
We'll sure try.
Effie, who are you talking to out there?
Lem Davis. You get right back in bed so we get a doctor to take that bullet out of your shoulder.
Who are these two gents, Effie?
This is Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles, Lem. But you get back to bed.
Wild Bill.
And Jingles.
Well, am I glad to see you two. I'm Lem Davis. This is my wife, Effie.
Glad to know you, Lem.
You'd better do what your wife says if you got a bullet in your shoulder.
All right. But if I do, will you gents hit the trail after them barn-burning cattle pushers?
Well, maybe that's what we'll have to do. Look what's coming through the gate.
My stars. Five of them ranchers. Where's my rifle?
Hold on, Mrs. Davis. Let me have a talk with her.
You know, when Bill talks to Jaspers like these, they usually listen pretty good.
Well, boys, looks like the Davises don't know when they ain't wanted. Guess we'll have to make it a little plainer.
You gents are on private property and you're not wanted. Just pile on your horses and ride back the way you came.
Hey, the stranger talks real rough, don't he, Matt?
Yeah, and he can back it up, too, if you don't do what he says.
I don't know who dealt you two drifters cards in this game, but if you want to stay alive, I'd advise you to fold right now.
I think we'll just stay and play out the hand.
Looks like a showdown, then.
How's this?
Bill!
Did you ever hear that sound before, Charlie?
Ha-ha! Pounding on a dishpan?
Yeah.
Oh, you bet. It's the old-fashioned way of calling cowhands to chow.
Have you got something better?
Kellogg's has. The snap, crackle, pop of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. It's a sound guaranteed to make young cowhands hightail it to the breakfast table on the double. It's a sound that says, good eating is ready and waiting, so come and get it. Sit down to a breakfast of delicious Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. So you pour on the milk or cream and see how they go snap, crackle, pop. Snap, crackle, pop. Telling you a thousand times over how fresh and crisp they are. Fresh and crisp in a special way because they are tumble toasted in big rotary ovens.
Hold up a minute, Charlie. Just hold up. I'm convinced. No more pounding a dishpan from now on for me. Our new call to breakfast is the snap, crackle, pop of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. How about you, Wranglers? Hope you're going to make it your breakfast call, too. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, snap, crackle, pop. Delicious, especially with fruit on top.
When Wild Bill Hickok challenged the angry cattlemen, their leader told him to stay out of their game. And when Bill refused, Matt made a lightning draw and fired.
All right, now hold it, all of you. Don't nobody else try what he just tried.
My lands, I didn't see either one of them draw.
Just who are you, stranger?
He ain't no stranger. He's Wild Bill Hickok. That's who he is. And I'm Jingle.
Well, no wonder I lost my gun.
You're lucky you didn't lose your whole gun hand along with it.
I meant what I said. You and the rest of the cowmen call out the war against the homesteaders.
You can shoot, Hickok, but you don't make much sense when you talk.
This war ain't stopping till every last one of these nesters has run out of Green Valley.
We've been running cows on this range for 10 years, and we ain't having no dirt farmers come in here with potato patches and barbed wire.
You ain't moving us, Matt Barr. We homesteaded here all legal, and this land is ours.
Now, hold on. Hold on, all of you. The law's on the side of the homesteaders. Bill represents the law. He told you ranchers to call off the war, so don't argue about it. Call it off.
We'll call off the war when every last nester leaves the valley, and not before, big boy.
Now that we got the law here to back us up, we'll never leave.
All right. So you got the law standing there with guns in their hands. Get on your horses, boys.
What for, Matt? Are we letting them bluff us?
Hickok ain't bluffing, Jake, and he's got us covered. Let's go.
Well, I don't like the idea.
When you get back home, you better think it over. Looks like you ranchers have lost the war.
We just lost one battle, Lem. But there's more coming. And Hickok, if you and your big partner try to stop us, these nesters will ship you both back home in pine boxes.
You through talking, Matt.
Yeah.
Then get out and stay out.
That's telling him, Bill.
Get around. You. Yeah. Yeah.
You got the answer now, Matt. Working at night like this, that meddling Hickok won't know where we're going to hit next.
Yeah, and I figure these nesters will scare easy in the dark, too. Pull up here. Ooh, now. Ooh,
oh, ooh, boy. Ooh. Oh. Now what?
Nothing. We just wait here till we see the flame is out at the barn, and we ride on in whooping and shooting.
Good. Got a nice warm night for it, but I don't like that wind.
Neither do I. Been blowing for a week. It's got the range drier in a desert haystack.
Wait a minute. There's a light at the barn. There's another.
That's the boys with their torches.
There goes the hay.
Starting to burn good. Let's go.
Yep, yep. Up, boy. Let's go. Look at that fire already.
I told you everything was dry from that wind. Here's a light in the house.
They're shooting at the boys.
We'll stop that. Open up on them. Ah!
Just about does it. Two barns burned in 2 nights. First the Jensens, then last night the Smiths.
Nobody never knows where they'll hit next. We work hard all day on our farms, then have to sit up all night to guard them against them raiders.
Yeah, we've been riding the valley every night, but they always manage to pick the place where we ain't.
Well, it ain't going to be that way from now on. This is going to be a two-sided war from here on out. There's going to be some shooting from the other side. We'll fight fire with fire.
Hang on to that temper, Lem. Just because the ranchers are breaking the law, don't you folks start it, too.
We all talked it over. And we're riding tonight. We're going to find those locoed ranchers and teach them a lesson.
Lem, you're not going with that bullet hole in your shoulder.
I sure am. I can be some use. I'll have all the able-bodied farmers in the valley riding with me, with their guns in their hands.
You'd better see if you can stop those farmers, Lem.
Afraid I can't do that, Bill. We all homesteaded here about the same time. We got together and built a dam in the hills and dug the irrigation ditches to our farms. We've always worked together for the things we had to have. And now we're going to fight together to keep them.
Well, I can't argue with that speech, Lem. You know, that's the way this country got where it is today. But I sure wish you'd give us a little more time before you start an all-out war here in the valley.
Can't do it, Jingles. Tonight's the night.
Well, partner, we better hit the trail.
Where are we going?
Over to talk to the other side.
You mean Matt Barr?
That's right.
Bill, remember he said he'd kill you if you didn't keep out of this.
I've heard some other critters say that too, Effie. But Bill's still walking around and some of them ain't. Come on, Bill, let's go. There's a ranch over there, Bill. Hey, there's two Jaspers riding out to meet us.
Yeah, I see them. Looks like Barr and that big punch of his called Jake.
That's who it is, all right. They've seen us.
Might as well talk to them here. Pull up and pile off. Who are that
bucket? Whoop-hoo, Joker. Keep your guns handy, Bill.
They're going to stay in their holsters, and don't you draw unless they start something.
Oh, all right, but I'm so mad about this whole thing that I hope they do start something.
Well, Hickok, you still around?
That's right.
Don't seem to me there's any work for a lawman around here.
Seems to me there's a bunch of barn-burning coyotes around here that ought to be in jail. If that ain't work for a lawman, I don't know what is.
Take it easy, Jingle.
Easy nothing.
What are you doing here, Hickok? Coming to argue for the poor homesteaders that moved in on our range land?
I came to tell you and the rest of the ranchers that there'd better not be any more fires tonight.
And what do you figure to do about it?
I figure to stay right here in Green Valley. Till every one of you is in jail or till you decide to leave the farmers alone.
And if I was you, Barr, I'd call a meeting.
Hickok, I can't talk sense to you. Maybe I can hammer something to you.
Maybe that's what you need, too. You stand right where you are, funny face. This ain't your fight.
I ain't doing nothing.
Well done.
I'll tear your head off.
Maybe, but I don't think so.
Well, you're going to get up, or you're just going to lie there all afternoon?
I can't win against you, but we're winning our fight with those nesters, and we're going right ahead with it. Come on, Jake.
You may not be winning that fight either, Barr. If there's a fire tonight, you and your men had better be ready for trouble.
We're always ready for trouble. And we can hand it out, too.
Yeah! Well, what do we do now, Bill?
You've been through range wars before, Jingles. You ought to know what to do.
Yeah, I guess so. Load both guns, lay in a supply of ammunition, and stay out of the line of fire.
I'm a roaring tiger.
I'm a witch and witch.
And you can be a roaring tiger or a witch or howdy doody or a gorilla or a pirate or a devil. Almost anything you want, boys and girls, with a set of Kellogg's cutout masks. Funny masks, spooky ones, laughing ones, scary masks. Yours free of extra cost when you get Mom to buy the large size package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies and all packages of Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Four different masks on the backs of the Rice Krispies packages and eight different cutout masks on the backs of the Corn Flakes packages.
Be a fat man with a cigar. Be a witch. A hag with broken teeth and a big nose. Be a pirate with a patch over one eye. Be an African warrior with filed teeth and a bone through his nose.
Make believe you're Howdy Doody or a princess if you like. You can be almost any kind of a character you like with Kellogg's cutout masks. 12 masks in all, funny ones, sad ones, fierce ones, spooky ones, yours free of extra cost with Kellogg's Rice Krispies and Kellogg's Corn Flakes. No coupons to send in, just get Mom to buy Kellogg's Rice Krispies or Corn Flakes, and you'll find the cutout masks right on the backs of the packages. Get started on the complete collection first thing tomorrow. They're fun. Wild Bill was unable to stop either side in the bitter range feud in Green Valley. The ranchers threatened to keep on burning barns, and the homesteaders armed themselves and banded together to fight. Meantime, Wild Bill and Jingles rode through the night on guard against trouble.
Well, I wish the homesteaders had let us ride with them, Bill.
It's better this way, Jingles. We see a fire, maybe we can get there before they do and stop a fight.
I wish we could stop the fire. With that big wind blowing, a fire could do a lot of damage.
Yeah, that wind's been blowing for more than a week, Lim says. Even the tall grass in the range has dried out.
Bill, there's a glow in the sky. It looks like a fire.
It is a fire. And this time it's Lim Davis's barn.
Up, watch out! Up!
Jump, Joker! Bill, there's nobody there. Evie's with all the other women over at the Jensen's place, and Lim's out riding with the men.
They'll all get there in a hurry when they see that fire.
Well, I bet we're closer than they are.
We're close enough this time, so maybe we can catch some of the men that started it.
Now, I'd like to round up a few of those galoots and toss them in jail.
That isn't just a barn either, Jingles. The wind's blowing the fire out on the range grass.
Bill, with this wind, the whole Blaine Valley will burn. That fire will keep going for 2 days.
Looks like Matt Barr and the other ranchers got themselves into the real trouble this time.
Yeah, and speaking of them, you can see them moving around in front of the fire. They haven't left yet.
Looks like we're in time, partner.
Let's go, Woodshot.
Jump, Sugar! Ho, ho, ho! Bill, watch out for flying lead.
I'm ready. Whoa, but
whoa, whoa, Joker, whoa.
All right, get your hands up, all of you. You're under arrest.
So what?
You don't have to keep us covered, Hickok. We won't give you any fight.
You sure have changed your tune since this afternoon, Matt. What happened to you?
What's the matter, you blind? Look at that fire moving across the valley.
I can see that, and you're the ones that started it.
That's right. We just put ourselves out of the ranching business. That fire will burn out all the feed in the valley. Worse than that, it'll kill a few thousand head of cattle. We're through. We know it. You might as well take us to jail.
Yeah. We started out to drive them nesters off. We end up running ourselves out.
Bill, here comes the farmers storming down the road. Maybe if we could get them to help, we could all fight that fire.
That chance of them helping us. Besides, it's moving too fast.
There might be a chance of stopping it if we could start a backfire and burn off a strip ahead of it.
Lamb, you and your men hold your fire. The ranchers are giving up without a fight.
They licked themselves with that grass fire.
Well, they outsmarted themselves this time, didn't they? There won't be no range or no cattle left when this burns out.
We know it, Lem. Looks like you nesters win.
That's about time. Seems like an awful way to win, though, Lem.
Yeah, but there's nothing we can do about it.
Maybe there is. Doesn't your irrigation ditch run right across the middle of the valley?
Sure, but it's dry. The fire will jump right over it.
Couldn't you open the gates of the dam and fill it up?
Then we could flood the low part of the valley.
Well, that might stop the fire, but why should we do that to help the ranchers?
Because this is no time to be fighting among yourselves.
After the way we fought them, I don't blame them, Bill. But if we could get water in that ditch, I'll bet the ranchers would never fight the farmers again. How about it, men?
Not only that, we'd get together and build a bigger and better barn for everyone we burned down.
Well, how about it, men? Sounds all right to me.
Come on, Lynn. We got a big fire to fight. And if we all work together, we can lick it. Effie, if I'd have told you 2 days ago that you'd be cooking for a big party for all the ranchers and farmers, you'd have told me I was loco.
Yeah, I sure would have, Jingles. But I'm so happy now to have the whole thing settled for good that I just love everybody.
Everybody else seems to have the same idea.
Yeah. But Jingles, you got to quit hanging around my stove. Why don't you move around?
I don't want to, Evan. This is where the fried chicken is coming from, and this is where I'm a staying.
I think maybe you are too close to the stove, Jingle.
No, I'm not, Bill. Not
well, have it your own way, but your shirt tail's on fire.
What? Hey, I'm burning up! Help! Fire! Fire!
Run for the horse trough, Jingle. Open like that grass fire.
Water! I gotta have water!
Somebody
grab him and toss him in the water.
Hey, what are you doing? Doggone it, the fire's out. But I'm darn near drowned.
You ought to know by now, partner, the people who start fires get themselves into trouble.
Yeah, and people that put them out get into trouble, too. But it is kind of funny at that. Spend most of the week chasing fires, and one of them just up and catches me.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Andy, we've got a wonderful story for Monday. Why don't you tell our friends about it?
Yes, sir, Guy. Monday's story will give you plenty of hard riding and gunfire. All because of a shot in the dark.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
Choose your favorite Kellogg's variety pack. So Mom and Dad and kiddies too. Choose the Kellogg's cereal is good for you.
In Kellogg's variety pack, you'll find many favorites like Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, and the new Ready Sweetened Treats. All in generous individual serving size boxes. So,
choose your favorite Kellogg's variety pack.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Virginia Gregg, Tyler McVeigh, Barney Phillips, and Jim Nusser. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok! Thank you.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.